Roxana is waiting outside El Verano Elementary School with a few friends. It's almost time for their Zumba class to start. First, though, they have to wait for the crowds to leave. A few hundred people have gathered to learn about a new law, known as Assembly Bill 60, which will allow undocumented immigrants to apply for legal driving licenses. I ask her what she thinks of the new law.
I live here in Sonoma, and this opportunity is super great because there's not so much here in the way of public transportation. Therefore, driving is indispensable. For what? To be able to go to work and take the children to school, for an emergency trip to the hospital. For so many reasons, it is important.
Roxana's friends, also gathered outside the school, agree that the new law is important. They say it'll make them feel safer and more free to go about their lives.
This is very rural. There's a lot of wineries, vineyards, and places that for these folks to have to get to work and to be able to get to work safely, especially people that are working, you know, in the vineyards, they need to be able to drive and drive safely and drive legally.
Lisa Maldonado is the executive director of the North Bay Labor Council. She advocates for workers' rights.
So people need cars. And what we've done recently, and I think this happened during a period of anti-immigrant feeling where people were very punitive, was to take away the right of people to have a driver's license.
Before the law was changed in 1993, drivers didn't have to prove that they were citizens to get a license in California. AB 60 essentially reverses that change. Opponents of the bill have argued that it will jeopardize the use of driver's licenses for other purposes, such as boarding a plane. The new licenses, however, will be marked to distinguish them from normal licenses. And the new law still requires people to prove who they are, with documents from their home country and their place of residence in California. And, of course, they'll need to pass the DMV's written and driving test. California's law enforcement openly supports the bill. Brett Sackett is the chief of police for the city of Sonoma.
I'm a sheriff's lieutenant by rank, and since the Sonoma Valley has a substation out here, I am in essence responsible for the Sonoma Valley as well for law enforcement services. Well, I think it's important for all of us to have people that are motoring upon our roadways to have demonstrated knowledge of the laws and the ability to drive a motor vehicle safely. In addition, there's a great deal of fear for people who don't have driver's licenses. So statistics show that people who are unlicensed generally are in a higher propensity for accidents.
A 2012 report from the DMV found that suspended or unlicensed drivers were nearly three times more likely to cause fatal crashes. They're also more likely to drive away from accidents and to run from law enforcement. The new law, Sackett believes, will reduce those numbers. Roxana and her friends say the new law will also lessen their concern about racial profiling when a driver is stopped based on the color of his or her skin. With a license, we do not have to fear the police stopping us, she says. They can't use the excuse that we don't have a license anymore. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Sonoma.